Hello and welcome back to season two of the Product Marketing AI podcast. I'm joined by Becky Trevino, the EVP of Products at Snow Software. Becky's one of the few PMMs I've met that have made the transition from PMM leadership to overall responsibility for product. And she's also the 2022 Product Marketing Leader of the Year as awarded by the PMA. I can't wait to discuss the career path with her and of course her product marketing and product management tools. Becky, you're very welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be on, and I really love this topic. As we talked about it, it's really exciting for me, an opportunity to share other career options for up-and-coming product marketers.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people start to assess the paths their careers want to go on, and I think even the tools that you use on a day-to-day basis as well. Before we do get into that, I do want to talk about my friend over at Riverside.fm. It's where I record all of the podcasts, including this one, where I create short clips, fixed transcriptions, and the new features have allowed me to reduce the time it takes to publish each episode. One feature I've really been loving is the Magic Clips Editor. It analyzes the show and suggests the best clips to create for promotion on social. This saves me a lot of time trawling the transcript, looking for the recording. And for a non-video editor like me, it's a great way to give snippets of the podcast content to my audience before they get to listen to the full episode. I'm sure there's going to be lots of clippable moments from my chat with Becky today. I'm delighted to be partnering with Riverside.fm for this season. So visit Riverside.fm and using the code ProductMarketingAI, you'll get an exclusive 20% discount off any Riverside individual plan. You can start for free by clicking on the link in the show notes and use ProductMarketingAI when you're ready. So Becky, let's get straight into it. Tell me a little bit about your career path from PMM into overall product leadership, because I do feel like this is a little bit the road less traveled for a lot of PMMs in this world.
I'll start off by saying you did a really good pitch of Riverside. I want to use Riverside now. So beyond that, how I started off with product management had to be, I think it's right place, right time, right moment. And I think first off is sometimes picking a good manager. I've had, today I celebrated actually my 5-year Snowiversary, the 5 year I've spent at Snow. And in this complete, not something I planned for, but luck of fate is that I've had the same manager for 5 years. That's never happened in my career. I've sometimes had two managers in the same year. And within that comes in choosing somebody who also cared about my career, my development. So I think that's step one, is as you're thinking about how you want to expand your career, what you want to do, something that we often don't think about is, who am I going to work for? And also, where am I going to work? Because when you think about who you're going to work for, oftentimes if that person's career trajectory at said company is on the rise, as was the case for me, my boss was getting more responsibility. And because he grew to trust me in roles, it felt comfortable for him to say, hey, Becky, can you take on additional responsibility? One, because I became somebody he trusted, but also because he needed some help within that. And then the second part of it is because our business was growing, we were facing additional needs for challenges and changes that needed to happen to our organizational design, and new opportunities came up. I've been at Snow for 5 years, but I've not been in the same position. I came into the role to lead product marketing. And then once I joined product marketing, I was the vice president of product marketing. I had product marketing, pretty much traditional PMM. And then I wanted to own pricing coming into this role. So I took in pricing and packaging. And then I identified an opportunity to own competitive intelligence, which I branded as market intelligence. There was a gentleman in another part of the organization that he was doing a lot of this work, and I pulled him into my growing org. So sort of like taking things and people and being like, what's the ideal organization that Snow needs from product marketing based on the problems I had heard during the interview stage? I said, look, based on the problems you've heard, this would be the ideal organization design given the people you have in the organization and who's doing what. And then it became, and here's what, in an ideal world, if I had additional budget, here's what I build, and here are the problems I'd solve. And that gave me the opportunity to be really successful at Snow in my first two years. To quote our CEO, who had been a CEO of Cloudera, they had been a sales leader at Cloudera, at Splunk prior, he told me, Beth, you've built one of the strongest product marketing teams I've ever had. And one of that is really just understanding the problems my stakeholders within the organization were having, and then marrying what I was having the team work on, as well as the organizational design I was pitching to others, to really try to solve those. And that really helped cement my first 2 years, just me as a credible leader. And I think once you establish yourself as a credible person within an organization, people are more likely to take chances on you.
Yeah, I think the piece that really jumped out for me in that is the longevity of the relationship that you have with your current manager, and that you're picking a company that has really solid structure, someone who's on a really good career path, and that could, you can go on that journey with them is really, really important. Feel that in my current role where I am at Sitecore. My current manager is there for 12 years. So they bring so much organizational IP to that space. I think it's you touched on something really, really important there. And I also like the way that you think about structure, not just in a kind of a classic textbook sense, but also what's right for Snow Software. And I think that's a really key part of it as well. You've got to look at all of the elements in the role and in that company, what it actually needs. When you think about some of the things in your role as an EVP of product, what are some of the most time-intensive elements of your job day-to-day?
A big part of it is at the EVP level, I've started presenting to the board. So when you present to the board, it's that update on the roadmap. So that's always intensive because that's a regular occurrence. You have to always present to the board. But the other one is really making sure that our product vision is aligned across our engineering teams and the various teams. So when you think of product management and engineering, you think of these, you know, entities, but they're all separate teams. Typically, there's multiple engineering teams in particular companies. There's multiple product teams. We're not all one size fits all. There's different teams that make up, there could be 20 plus teams, 40 plus teams that all fit in to make a product happen, and they own different parts of it. And really keeping those teams aligned, I almost think of it as if you've gone to the symphony and you see the conductor that's sitting there and understands here's what this music is, and there's a person that plays the violin, the person that plays the flute, the person that plays the cello. The job of the conductor is to really ensure that everybody's staying on the same beat, playing the music in the right way. And that's the big job of the engineering leader and the product management leader, is ensuring that we're aligning and we are really directing the teams on where we're going. So you're making sure that that product vision is really our North Star, and that we've done a good job translating that product vision into product strategy, which then goes into the roadmap. That's really critical. And in fact, that's also where I see a lot of, now that I've had the privilege of leading a product team, I also see product marketing through a lens that I didn't see it before. I think the lack of really understanding the product vision and the product strategy is where PM product marketers fall short, because we're so focused on what's the latest coming out of the roadmap. Well, everything coming out of the roadmap should really be tied to the product strategy and the product vision. And it's the product vision that really gives you the narrative, the message, and then the particular elements of the roadmap is what gives you, like, what is the use case? What does this tie in? But if you think about a messaging structure, it should really tie into the vision, not just the latest trickle that's coming out of the roadmap. And that's a key part, I'd say, as a product marketer, I didn't understand as well as I could have before going into this role. But it's definitely something I get today. But a big part of my particular job is really keeping that understanding going between vision, strategy, and roadmap, and making sure that we're delivering to that, but also staying true to our North Star.
You mentioned in your first outline around Snow Software, that's got to be specific to where you're working in that given time. So I think that's really interesting. And I love the fact that you're getting to present to the board now at this level and understanding the time and the rigor that it takes to really get in front and position a story really well in front of, I guess, a bunch of folks who are really experienced in that space. One of the things I want to get into in the second half of the show, Becky, is the tools you use on a day-to-day basis, and maybe some of the ones you don't like so much either. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after a short message from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Riverside.fm. If you want studio quality recordings and lightning fast editing, get the link in the show notes, click on it, use Product Marketing AI to get 20% off any individual plan. This is a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Now back to the show. Welcome back to the Product Marketing AI podcast. I'm here with Becky Trevino, the EVP of products at Snow Software. In the first half, we talked about her career journey as a PMM all the way to EVP of products, a little bit about how she presents to the board level and then some of the things that take up a lot of her time on a day-to-day basis. Now we're going to talk about technology. Becky, can you give me three tools that you can't live without as a product leader and why?
Big tools I can't live without. I'd say for us, we're at Microsoft Teams and we have Zoom Shop. I can't live without Teams at this point in time. Teams has become a big one for us in terms of the chat feature that's coming in. And I have a virtual team of 50 plus organization. And I end up using Teams in such a way to communicate. I've become less on email, maybe, and more focused in on just, hey, here's a latest Teams message. I always just tell people, if you need to reach me, Teams me. So I think that's one that I've really started. Wouldn't have been something I would have told you I lived by a couple years ago. But if I'm going to host a session, like I'm going to do a virtual offsite in the next week and change, and I'm already thinking about how am I going to construct a Miro board to really make sure I'm facilitating this session in the right way with my team. Now, I have a love-hate relationship. You ask me like, hey, I have a love-hate relationship with Miro, because the UX team in my organization that brought Miro in at the onset of pandemic, they always make these beautiful things with it. I come in with it and it's like, oh gosh. So sometimes like I'll tell my UX, maybe you can clean it up and see it prior. But overall, it's been a great tool at really facilitating. I have a very distributed team and we don't often are able to get together. And so when we can, it's one that makes our meetings, our online meetings, significantly more productive. And one that I've started using has actually been Scribe. And AI really, you know, often been one where I've delayed building processes or talking through things. So like, I don't have time for that. So it's actually been one that's been really quick for me to sit there and think about a list of things that I've been doing and talking about, like, is there some way to automate this? So I've liked that one.
And talk to me a little bit more about Scribe. That's a new one for me. I presume it sits in the AI world as a transcription.
It's your description. You can go in there and let's say you want to help you to figure out, you kind of go in and want it. Let's say you have a coworker that keeps asking you how to do something. It's a quick way to go in there and show somebody how to do things. And also in the kind of PMM world, oftentimes what I like it too is how-tos. How-tos are really nice ways to engage with your customer success or a customer marketing team. And oftentimes they can be cumbersome, or you can say, well, is that technical documentation? Is that me? But I can find that they can be, can be useful to create a little mini how-to that could help you engage, whether that's to partner with customer marketing or something else, or just for your own internal views of here's sales, here's this way of how to use this. And so I've definitely liked that one.
Nice. So we've got Teams, we've got Miro, we've got Scribe.ai. Is there any tool you don't like using?
This one's a tough one for me to say I don't like using, because I use it. But I've really been challenged, actually, because I said I really like Teams, but I've really come into challenge with Zoom. I've gotten to the place where the chat feature of Teams is just so powerful that it really, when I end up using Zoom, I just feel like I miss the dynamic in the meetings now, that you can continue the conversation. Or I'm somebody who likes to use GIFs and we're like really bad with them. And so like there'll be something, it's a way I like to interject humor into the meeting. They call it the Bad Becky GIF. And so the lack of that feature where that can stay within the meeting has really turned me from being a, well, you Zoom, hate anything but Zoom, to kind of really like the chat features. And although I look better on Zoom than I do on Teams, because they have way better filter features. So go Team Zoom on making that. But the chat feature and the continuation of the meetings would make it, and maybe better GIFs in there would make it significantly easier for use, almost for us as like a product and engineering, or we're just, we just feel like we're going to another organization whenever there's a Zoom that we got to click on.
Like, I think when everything's together like that in Teams, it just makes it that little bit easier, doesn't it? I think
there's use cases that make it easier. Like sometimes an external party has a tough time meeting it, but I definitely shifted in the last 3 years from like Zoom evangelist to totally being Team, anything that really has a chat kind of associated with it.
Nice. Do you feel that technology has helped you progress in your career as a PMM leader to a product leader, if at all?
think so. I think, you know, when you feel comfortable with new tools, I think for me, it's been one to always try to keep up to date. I'm really somebody who's kind of obsessed with that saying, like, AI won't replace you, but somebody using AI will. So I've just really tried to start learning even in my own about things. And today I was in a meeting where I asked, like, what's the difference between this title? And somebody just announced, like, look, why don't I just ask ChatGPT for? And you know, within our organizations, we started, it's actually been the first time I've moved from Chrome to using Edge, because you can actually ask, you know, within Edge and kind of use some of their features. And I never thought I'd do that. So I've been doing that.
Yeah.
I think that technology just makes you be more productive. And so when you're able to be more productive, we all have the same set of time. So if you can use technology and tools to be more productive, then you can have more output, which means you're doing more with the time that you have available.
Yeah, I think I feel that as well, even with this podcast. And you have Riverside, you've got Descript.
Riverside has helped me cut down some time on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But even after looking after the show notes, asking ChatGPT or Bard to pull out some of the key points for descriptions, all of those things are speeding up your workflow and going faster from interview to publish, which I think is really, really cool. When you think about 2024 as a final question, Becky, what are some of the things that you're focused on for your team and in the organization at Snow Software?
Yeah, for my team, a big one for us is really continuing to deliver to the roadmap we've established. That's number one. We actually just covered that roadmap. It was a product and engineering review just yesterday. It was, here's where we are. We're shifting a little bit of the way that we do the roadmap into more what we learn. We do this concept called retrospective. What did we learn from last year that didn't work as well? And one of the things we've learned is that whenever an individual team worked on something, we shine. But when multiple teams were needed for something, it kind of slowed us down. So we've incorporated this by having bottoms up and tops down views of the roadmap. We have these cross-functional initiatives. It's our first time really governing to them to make sure they don't hold us up like they did last year. And so that's a big one for us, is really making sure we're dealing with those in a way that we can deliver to them, but also creates a unique opportunity for our product marketing team. How are you going to message to these, we call them CPIs that product's doing? So it's not necessarily a feature, it's a cross-functional piece that's going to make better, but how can you talk to them and add the value? So we're really spending some time thinking through that, and how we message, how we talk about it in a go-to-market perspective. So that's big for us.
Yeah. Where, if people want to get in touch with you, Becky, where can they find you?
LinkedIn. I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. So you follow, send me a DM if there's anything I've said that's interesting and they'd like to learn more about. And then for anybody who has really good ChatGPT other teams, I'm also trying to learn within that. It hasn't made my must-do right now, but I definitely would be in that top five if you'd asked me, because I definitely think it's something that you have to learn more about, like email, et cetera. 20 years from now, make people really productive. I think we're at that next phase of the more you can learn about these new tools, the better off you're going to be with your work.
It's been really awesome to have you on the show today. Don't forget to visit riverside.fm. Use the code productmarketingAI to get 20% off any Riverside individual plan. Can't wait to see you on the next episode of the Product Marketing AI podcast. Thanks, Becky, for joining me.